This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are, much as we might like to try it just one time, certain words we're not allowed to use on the radio, lest this public radio station and American public media get nasty letters and or hefty fines from the Federal Communications Commission. Also, I really like my job, and I'd like to keep it. More to the point, though, it's illegal to use obscene, indecent, or profane languages in a broadcast, language rather than broadcast, which makes it all the more curious that advertisers increasingly seem to be doing exactly that. Sally Herships has more.
Have you seen the ads for Philips Norelco's new razor? There's a young guy shaving his beard.
I wing at me?
He moves on to his chest.
And pop a bottle with me.
He continues shaving and he drops his boxers.
Wow.
He's admiring himself in the mirror and says,
I f*** me.
You can pretty much guess what word was omitted. We're hearing a lot of bleeping in ads these days. Listen to this ad from Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Yo, new lunch lady. These sloppy joes are actually good. What's your trick?
Frank's Red Hot Sauce, young man. I put that on everything.
Profanity, even when bleeped, can be jarring. So why are advertisers going there?
Most of their audience is working absolutely as hard as it can to ignore, shut out, and pay them no attention whatsoever.
The advertiser's dilemma. Edward Macquarie teaches marketing at Santa Clara University. He says the strategy of using shocking language only works for some companies.
You'll never see Coke or Pepsi put a bleep into their ads.
Soda is selling happiness, caffeine, and pleasure. Macquarie says it doesn't need swear words. But some advertisers have to resort to extreme strategies. It's like that famous saying in show business.
I don't care what you say about me as long as you spell my name right.
Macquarie says advertisers are hoping consumers will remember a brand's name without remembering why. But using language the FCC calls indecent can be risky. If advertisers offend consumers, they could lose sales. So when is it okay for an ad to use a strategy like swear words? Patty Williams teaches marketing at Wharton. She says it depends on the brand.
We all have friends, right? You know you have friends, some of whom swear like sailors. And when they swear like a sailor, it doesn't shock you because you expect it.
Like when Axe Deodorant or Benetton create an edgy ad. Consumers have seen them before, so they're more likely to be okay with it. Williams says our tolerance for shocking strategies also depends on the kind of product. Take Frank's Red Hot again.
Hot sauce itself, I think, has a personality. It is aggressive, right? I mean, you don't want tame hot sauce. You want aggressive, really hot, fiery hot sauce.
Williams says that means consumers are more likely to be okay with bad language from some brands than others. Philips Norelco's Facebook page is filled with comments about its ad, good and bad.
It's completely offensive and has drawn many loyal customers away.
Monica Cole is director of 1 Million Moms, a religious activist group. She says she's not a fan of Philips Norelco's ad.
10-year-olds probably still know what it means and what's being said.
But Philips Norelco says its ad is targeted to 18 to 25-year-olds, not children or moms. The company says its ad is a success. Wharton's Patty Williams thinks because moms are against this ad, it will only make Norelco's razor that much more popular, which may come as no surprise to parents. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.